Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Dunsky, done for the season.
Book it, write it down. Matt Kryslick is playing.
Here comes the victory lap.
We have to remove Hockey Insider.
Dale Arnold.
What was being said was he missed an effing call.
I mean, it's blatant. It's a big effect in the game. It's the National Hockey League getting a black eye with their officiating this playoffs. And here's another one's going to be talked about.
Rich Keefe.
Because I didn't like the nickname, and I wanted to make sure no one used it. Some people wanted to use it. I was trying to keep people from using it.
Dale and Keefe.
Doing something really stupid
on his radio.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. If you're just waking up, and based on some of the videos I've seen from the tops of the building at the Garden last night, some of you may just be waking up. Some of you may just be waking up in jail.
Well, you know, you sleep it off, and then they let you go.
Then eventually.
What I've heard.
So if you are, you might not know that the Bruins lost Game 5 last night at home to the St. Louis Blues. 2-1 was the final score. They are now trailing in the best of seven Stanley Cup Final Series, 3-2. A couple of the things that have jumped out at everybody. Obviously, the non-call Tyler Bozak against Nola Chari that absolutely, positively, not only could it have been a two-minute tripping penalty, which would have negated the game-winning goal.
Right.
Paul Stewart, former NHL referee, said it should have been a five-minute major.
Could have been a major. As Bruce Cassidy said, Nola Chari had to go into the protocol. Like, he left the game.
Yeah, the league.
Like, he was hurt.
The league pulled him. The league spotter said, no. Do you see how he hit his head on the ice? Come on, you got to come out.
He stayed on the ice for a while, and then you see him walking back towards the dressing room. So you lost him there for that. And no call, and it is just brutal. And if you wanted to make the argument that, hey, they went 0 for 3 on the power play last night, that who's to say they wouldn't have gone 0 for 4?
Fine. Entirely possible.
Fine.
Yes.
But it's not 2-0 midway through the third period.
No, it's 1-0.
Right. And guess what? They later scored. And I know that there's the butterfly effect, so who the hell knows if you
No, I can promise you they would have scored.
Jake DeBrusk was overdue, so he was able to score a goal there. But that was just brutal. And that's not even talking about the head hit on Johansson, the holding of Krug, another kind of borderline head hit on Krug. There was a lot of other things they let go in the game. And I hate complaining about officials, whether it's the Celtics, the Red Sox, the Patriots. I hate coming in here and saying, oh, it should have been pass interference and they would have won. This is different.
That's the voice you always use when you complain
That's my complaining about officials. Okay. Like, gotcha. I can't believe that was a flag with 15. This one was brutal. Because there was no debate on what it was. And it's the double whammy. It's the power play and the goal that you allow. It's not one or the other. Like, it was just so bad. And they let that thing fly. And you lost Achari for a while. And Achari was one of your better players last night.
He was
hitting everything. Everything about it was terrible. Now, it's not a 100%, oh, the Bruins win. Because even if they tie it up, I don't know. Maybe they lose in overtime. You have no idea. They've already lost an overtime game to the Blues so far this series, so maybe that's what happens. But at the very least, it's not 2-0 at that point in the game.
So we talked to Paul Stewart about the officiating in last night's game. Former Boston Bruin, Montreal Canadian, Chris Knuckles Nyland tweeted
out last night. What did Knuckles say?
This was after the game, and I'm going to have to clean this up as we go along.
Oh, boy. Dude. Be careful, please.
Chris Nyland wrote, and I'm quoting now on Twitter.
Right.
NHL once again at their biggest moment, bleep it up. Make more excuses for the officials. Listen, I had 3,043 penalty minutes, and I deserved every GD one of them. I feel bad for these players who battle their hearts out and have to put up with the BS job some of these refs are doing, unquote.
He's right, and it's been all playoffs long. And it's not just I feel so bad about the Bruins. The Vegas Golden Knights have as big of a complaint as any team in hockey. The Blues, at one point, had a huge complaint. You know, the Sharks got that hand pass. You know, the Bruins had a goal scored on them that hit the netting. There were so many things, and there's different ones, right? There's them screwing up replays, but there's them also screwing up what is or what is not a penalty. The NHL, I think at this point, fair to say, has the worst officiating problem in the four major sports.
At this,
none of them are perfect.
I mean, football fans in New Orleans might disagree with you.
New Orleans has quite a beef. I will give you that. They are hot and bothered about it, and they should be. But out of the four, I guess I would say I have the least confidence in the hockey officials not being a story after a big game. Like game six, it's probably going to go the other way, and St. Louis is going to be upset, because don't you think the Bruins are going to be on the power play five or six times? They're going to try to make it up to them a little bit?
Yeah.
Like when the Sharks beat the Blues after getting that hand pass, I remember we came in the next day, and we guaranteed that the Blues would win the next game. Guaranteed it!
Yep.
And they did. And so the Bruins are winning game six.
The National Hockey League Department of Player Safety has announced that St. Louis's Ivan Barbashev will have a hearing today for an illegal check to the head on Boston's Marcus Johansson. I tweeted out the video of it last night,
right,
and asked last night, is this something NHL Player Safety is going to want to look at? They've announced he'll have a hearing today. He will be suspended for Game 6 Sunday.
I would have taken 2 minutes last night.
Well, I was just going to say, okay, he's going to be suspended. He didn't even get a minor penalty.
It's not a penalty, and yet it's a suspension. I mean, that is pretty outrageous that could be the case. And if they lose him, that is pretty good.
They'll put Fabry in instead.
But,
you know,
Barbashev last night, you know, he plays, he kills penalties. He played 15 and a half minutes. He had a bunch of hits. And I know we had a caller earlier say, well, he's just a scrub. I mean, he's not great. It's not like they're losing O'Reilly.
But he's probably had more high head shots than anybody in this series.
That's a good point. And in the last series, too. Weren't you telling me he was the guy on Pavelski?
In San Jose, the San Jose Sharks were calling for a hearing. Almost the exact same play that you saw last night on Johansson, Barbashev did to Thomas Hertl. He didn't even get a hearing for that one. And the Sharks were all up in arms.
Right.
He did this last night. He'll have a hearing today. He'll be suspended from game six. As I said to you when the hearing for Sundquist happened, they never hold a hearing and then come out of the hearing and say, nope, nothing to see here. There's nothing to go. If they hold a hearing, he's getting suspended.
Yeah, no, I think he's definitely going to get suspended. And, you know, but that's still, I think the Blues will take that. They're up 3-2 in the series. They've had two guys suspended, or not yet. They will likely have two guys suspended.
And they're fourth liners. And right. they're you know what? We'll take it. That's
go ahead.
Fine.
Go ahead, throw it around.
Because guess
bit.
How long Grizzlick's been out?
Right.
Okay. I thought he was back.
I thought he was supposed to be back last night.
It depends on who you listen to.
No, I know. That's tough. That is definitely tough. But one thing that, now again, in a loss, there's really nothing to enjoy about the game, especially when they lose like this. They're now facing elimination. But Bruce Cassidy is the most honest and the most refreshing guy that you've ever heard. And because he does it in a matter-of-fact way, but you know that that's how he's feeling. And we're just so used to coaches, Belichick specifically, but even other coaches, kind of, you know, like bottle it up. Like, I don't know if Brad Stevens is ever fully honest with how he feels the game went. Bruce Cassidy last night was.
How would you describe the officiating in that game?
Well, I mean, why don't you just ask me what you want to ask me, Joe? We've been through this a lot. We're talking about the one call, non-call?
Couple of the non-calls, couple of hits to the head.
Well, those are the hits they want to get out of the game, correct? That's what I hear a lot about. Clearly, they missed a couple tonight. It's a fast game. I sat here 2 days ago or whatever it was. I believe these officials are at this level because they've earned the right to be here, and you should be getting the best. But, I mean, the narrative changed after game three. It was a complaint or whatever put forth by the opposition. It just seems to have changed everything. I mean, the non-call on Achari, their player's on his way to the box. I mean, they're the only, it's right in front of the official. It's a slew foot. Our guy's gone. The spotter took him took him out of the game for a possible concussion. I mean, it's blatant. It had a big effect on the game. I mean, this has happened. I'm a fan of the game. It's the National Hockey League getting a black eye with their officiating this playoffs. And here's another one's going to be talked about. I thought it was a great hockey game. That call probably, I mean, there's time, but it, you know, really made it difficult for us to get the win tonight. So I'm disappointed. You know, so I guess to answer your original question, it was egregious. But we're moving on. We're getting ready for game six.
It was egregious. It was. Could Bozak be suspended?
He got all his good stuff in.
Could he be suspended for that?
Theoretically, but
he won't.
They would have announced it already. If they were going to hold a hearing for him, we'd already know.
But it was also what was good is Cassidy in the same post-game press conference last night where he was fired up. And you mentioned how he talked to Jack Edwards on your post-game show.
He was a lot more.
Bit, yeah.
But by the time he went from Jack to the podium.
Couldn't deal with it anymore. And then so he was asked what was being said on the bench.
Bruce, to go back on Joe's question, what was the feeling on the bench in the moment? What was being said there? Was there anything from the referees?
What was being said was you missed an effing call is what was being said on the bench for obvious reasons. But
I mean, you're not getting that from anybody else. Like, that is amazing. And he's right. You did. They missed an effing call. Well said.
So one of the things that you heard Bruce Cassidy talking about was how the officiating in the series changed after Craig Berube complained following game 3.
Right.
The Bruins take a 2-1 lead in the series.
Yeah, it's pretty apparent.
And he was complaining because the Bruins went 4-for-4 on the power play, four shots. They got 4 goals. Berube complained, said they were the least penalized team in the league.
And he doesn't understand these calls and blah, blah, blah.
So that's what Cassidy referred to last night. So somebody had to ask Berube as well.
Bruce Cassidy said that your comments on the officiating changed the narrative of the series and also said the not calling a penalty on Bozak was an egregious error by the officiating crew. Your thoughts on that?
That my comments changed?
Yeah.
I don't agree with it, but it doesn't matter. I'm not here to judge your officials and calls that could have been or couldn't have been. They go both ways. I mean, there's calls the other way that could have been called and they weren't. I don't know what to say about that. I really don't want to say anything about it.
My job is not to talk about the officials when we win.
He didn't add that part
for some reason, but when we win, I'm not going to say anything. But when we lose, I'll say stuff. And you know what? You got to give him credit. He said stuff, sounded like he was complaining, but he got the results that he wanted.
So he went back to an old chestnut for him, one that we had already heard after game 3 that Craig Berube wanted to revisit last night.
I'll say it again. We're the least penalized team in the playoffs. End of story. I don't need to talk about any more about it.
Sir, your
that would
stats,
be incorrect,
your,
sir.
Your stats are wrong. Why does he keep saying that? That's not right. Why don't they correct him?
Doesn't he get press notes? I mean, every
You're
coach that I know of gets
team.
The notes put on their desk before
right.
the game.
Right.
He can look. I looked it up. I'm working on the game last night.
Not
I'm working this
find.
Up.
Plenty of good websites out there have the same stuff.
They were the least penalized team through 3 rounds. That's what he's been hanging his hat on.
He was wrong about that, too.
But no, that's not right either. Maybe in the Western Conference, and maybe he's just focusing
they
on
They were
that,
in
but
the West.
The Bruins
He's
were.
Right, they were. The Bruins have been the least penalized team in the playoffs every round of the playoffs so far. Their discipline has not been an issue.
Yeah.
They have managed to avoid these problems, but for some reason, Craig just keeps... It's like if you're a political figure and you keep saying the same thing over and over and over, you hope it becomes fact.
I've never heard of anything like
that. I don't think it would happen in real life. But so he just keeps saying it. And
so penalty minutes per game, actually now, and obviously because they only played 1 round.
Right.
Toronto actually has the fewest penalty minutes per game just because obviously.
Right.
Then the Bruins.
Yep.
Then the Blues. So if you want to say you're the third least penalized team, you can say that. That's still nice, but stop saying you're the least penalized team because that's wrong. And we can
not.
All look it up. It's not that hard. It's not a mystery. We know that you're lying.
You mean there's like a screen
oh,
I can
everywhere.
Click
yeah.
on something?
My
and
phone. I actually,
no.
Yeah, I can make a phone call with it, and I can also look up stats anywhere in the world.
You are an amazing person,
bad.
My friend.
That's not bad.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. Rob's in New Hampshire. Hey, Rob.
Rob's not ready.
Oh,
Rob's not ready. It's a busy day. It's a busy day. We got to keep them rip roaring
We have 8 lines full.
Give us a call
back.
Snooze, be ready to go.
You lose.
That's right.
Let's go to Matt up in Vermont. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Big fans of yours.
Thank you.
Hey, what do you guys feel about Backes being out of the lineup last night and potentially bringing him back instead of Heinen for game 6? I mean, they showed him up in the skybox there. He didn't look too happy.
No, sure, he wasn't.
A move on Cassidy's part to get him fired up. Good Minnesota boy.
I don't think that was his reason. I think, quite honestly, David Backes had not brought a lot to the table in this series. He was averaging the fewest minutes played. And I think they felt if we're going to go with an extra defenseman, which forward makes the most sense to sit? Now, we talked about it yesterday, trying to kind of theorize who they might go with. And we had mentioned Backes as a candidate. You had mentioned DeBrusk as a candidate. And then I had brought up Achari as a candidate.
And a lot of callers said Heinen. You know, and, those are the four on our poll question that we had. And I think Heinen actually won, and he may have played himself out of the lineup. You know, last night he got basically the Backus treatment of 8 minutes. Actually, that's even less than Backus normally gets. And on top of it, they had one fewer forward, and he still only played that amount of time. So he might be the guy. I wanted Backus in there the whole time, and I think you definitely put him in there. And I also, my guess would be Chara sort of passed the test, so you're going to go back to six defensemen.
I think they will. And I believe Grzelcyk will be able to pass the protocols before Sunday.
Have you heard anything?
I have. Can you confirm anything? What I heard was that Bruce Cassidy said he's traveling to St. Louis.
So that's a great sign because he was not there for game three or four, so, right? And so that's an easy one. And so the fact that he's going, and again, two more days off in between games, I feel a lot better. I'm not going to say that he is. I'm not a hockey insider. But
we have lots of those on staff.
Hopeful.
You just skate your lane.
We don't
okay?
have any anymore.
Oh,
we're
funny.
Fresh out. Yeah. What? Oh, I think that
resume's being accepted.
Yes, whenever you want. But I
Matt Grzelcyk is playing.
Matt Grzelcyk.
Game five
confirmed. Game five
of the Stanley Cup final.
Of the Stanley Cup final.
This
There's
Thursday
only
night.
One of them.
So adamant.
This Thursday night.
So adamant.
He is playing. Book it. Write it down. Not going to change. Oh. I have you. I've showed you right when it came through. Did I not?
Yep. I wrote it down and everything. I was telling my friends. My friends, they think I know something about hockey.
Because you were using Christian stuff.
I said, I work with Fourier. I talk to him every day. And they said, so Grzelcyk's playing? I go, yes. And my friends bet on the game, and they lost a lot of money because of it.
In defense.
Here comes the victory lap.
I might have skipped that part. The one thing I'll say in Christian's defense, I think Matt Grzelcyk thought he was playing yesterday, too.
Right.
And until he had to get
in.
Yeah,
but you're not cleared until you're clear.
He was
Dale.
Not clear.
Yeah.
He didn't get the final concussion protocol until yesterday after practice, and he didn't pass.
Yeah, sucks.
And Cassidy was very adamant about that after the game. Somebody asked him, "Was he a healthy scratch?" He said, "No, he didn't pass the he didn't."
They're
it wasn't a
go
coach's
with, they're
decision.
They're not going to go with Camphor, Moore, and Clifton and make Grzelcyk a healthy scratch.
On a former Patriots player, quote unquote, broke this news.
Who is that? That was talking about that. Who was that?
It's a podcast called Puck Soup.
Thanks, Jason, for bringing that to the table.
Puck Soup.
How does that help us? How does Puck Soup
It's a great quote.
Right, so they were
kind of... must not be on my podcast list.
It's not on there. You can only listen to so many things.
There's
only so much time in the day, Dale.
They're a top 1,000 hockey podcast.
Well, that's pretty good.
Oh, well, there you
There's
go.
There's a lot of hockey podcasts.
There's
1,001.
They're okay. Chasing the Dork podcast.
Dork podcast already getting a lot of praise today. We ranked every sketch from I Think You Should Leave on the most recent episode.
I listened to that one from beginning to end. And I knew at the beginning what your number one was going to be.
Do you agree with number one?
I agree 100% with number one.
You're going to have to listen to find out what it is.
A 2-year-old could have confirmed that Zdeno Chara had a broken jaw.
Ooh, that is a shot. That is a direct shot.
You know, maybe we should go back to...
I like these guys to Puck Soup.
Go back to Puck Soup.
That's not
See
bad.
What else they got there.
That is strong.
Bob's down on the Cape. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hi, what's going on?
Two things. You kind of touched on them a little bit. The NFC championship game with New Orleans, when the referee was just watching what went down.
Yeah.
Boy, I got a throwback right there last night. That was the most egregious hockey non-call I've ever seen in that New Orleans game. And, Keith, back to the point you made about Backus in St. Louis, I agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I would never, ever sit Noel Achari. The guy has been a tank out there. I would sit Heinen in a minute. And, you know, too many passes as far as the Bruins are concerned. They need to shoot first, look
absolutely.
For a rebound. And then
shoot it.
Absolutely.
You got to shoot it because, as Michael Scott once said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
He was quoting Wayne Gretzky,
right?
By the way.
Well, on Jordan Binnington, I feel it. And it's weird because it's kind of misleading, isn't it? They had 39 shots on net. On a normal night, that seems like a lot. But how many times did they have it? And then want to make one more pass. And if you saw the Jake DeBrus goal, that was nothing special. That wasn't like a dominant power play and like the perfect shot. That was, he got it. There was no defenseman in front of him, and he just shot it on Binnington and beat him to the right side.
By the way, if you're wondering about Kelly Sutherland, I give the Boston Globe credit for doing the research here. Kelly Sutherland has refereed more than 1,200 regular season games, 164 playoff games, 6 Stanley Cup finals. He worked the 2014 Olympics in Sochi, the 2016 World Cup of Hockey in Toronto. I mean, think about this now. This is supposed to be one of the best officials you have, who in my opinion, is looking directly at the play and elects not to make the call. But as Paul Stewart pointed out to us, blame also goes to Steve Kozeri, the other referee who's out at the blue line and had to have seen it just as clearly as Sutherland
should. Well, it's funny because we saw the replay 1,000 times, and to the last caller's point, it does remind you of the Saints and Rams, because when they showed the replay, you could see just how close the official was, and the official was looking at it.
Yes.
So it's not like the puck was on the other side and you're focused over there or something. You were not that far away. You saw it happen. What do you think, a Achari just flopped down on the ice? Like, that's not going to happen, not in his own end.
Speaking of that, let me just address something. I heard Callahan saying this morning, and Callahan said that it should have been a penalty and an embellishment penalty to Noel Achari.
What?
Jerry, you got to look at the video again. What? He didn't have time to embellish anything.
And
he had no time to think, oh, you know what, I'll flop here. And
think about the time of the game. And where the puck is, the whole situation of it. So there's 9:33 left to go in the third period. You're down by one, and they have the puck in your zone, and you're going to flop down? No chance.
Well, and he didn't even have time to think it through because his head was hitting the ice.
He got hit, his left leg got hit with Bozak's body, and then his right leg, just to make sure he went down, got his stick, just absolutely crushes him. So, no, give me a break with that.
Now, what I don't know yet, and I'll be curious to see how this plays out, because the NHL spotter pulled him off the ice, does that automatically put him in the concussion protocol?
Probably.
We played some cuts from him post-game from the dressing room on our Nesson post-game show. He spoke to the media afterwards.
Yeah, I kind of wish he didn't.
But we've heard other guys doing this as well. I mean, we've seen guys out there, and you're wondering, I mean...
Well, Grizzlick, 2 days
Matt Grizzlick's been up at the podium for the last 2 days.
Yeah, so...
That's
weird.
NHL Senior Vice President and Director of Officiating, Stephen Walkham. He wouldn't talk to the pool reporter, but he would release a statement
to
the pool reporter. And by the way, the officials never get to talk to the pool reporter.
No, they just have to get out of there.
Stephen Walkham released the statement that said, quote, "We don't make comments on judgment calls within games."
Oh, good. Okay.
"There are hundreds of judgment calls in every game."
Right. Sure.
"The official on the play, he viewed it and didn't view it as a penalty at the time."
He's the only guy in the world. He's the only guy in the world. Everybody else... Even St. Louis, the St. Louis newspapers said, "Oh, what a trip!"
What a trip!
I mean, come on.
In a best case scenario for Stephen Walkham, you could somehow make an argument, as I heard Callahan do this morning, that it was a trip and an embellishment, and you could say, "Take both guys off."
There
is no one on the planet who did not think. Well, no, there is.
Oh, the idiot from the Blues broadcast.
Joe Vitale.
Yeah, the idiot.
The color commentator.
He was pretty...
For the St. Louis Blues, who said it was a good non-call.
Good non-call. Yeah, well, because it helped your squad.
617-779-7937. We've got Kiefer Madness coming up. Our week in review. We'll get back to your calls in just a few minutes as well. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes, exactly. We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
I cannot drink cold water.
Psychopath, right? We'll raise the kid for you, but you gotta throw us some money.
Hefty, hairy guys.
Hardo! Oh, why don't you just drink a regular beer?
All right, here we go. It's a Friday at noon 30. Dale, you know what that means?
I do.
It's week in review time.
That's why we're here.
It's week in review time. We'll get back to all the Bruins thoughts here in just a moment, although this does include the Bruins. You know what we like to do? We like to really get... I think the trending nows really can build some momentum. They can be like a good part where it's once an hour. You get to a lot of different topics, and they usually start pretty strong, like this one did.
Trending now.
start that up.
Too many beers.
Play the music again.
You all right, pal?
I think so. That came out of nowhere. Start it up again here, just so we can have a real, like a fresh one. People aren't going to want to hear that.
We're pros.
So at this, and it doesn't often happen.
Pros.
Where you can point to, you know, like patient zero, the exact moment.
Yeah, that was it.
You got to actually hear the exact moment Rich Keefe reached puberty.
Trending now.
It's like that moment.
Start that up.
Too many beers.
Not many people have that kind of situation happen to them on the air. We've been talking about a lot of poems, Dale. There's been poems. We have our guy, Doug Vaughn, the poet laureate.
Well, at least one guy. Okay.
And by the way, we have his Game 5 poem later on in the program as well. I know people have been waiting to hear that. But we've been talking about a lot of poems. Doug Vaughn, the poet laureate of the St. Louis Blues, has been very good. So Mike in Wakefield decided to call in earlier this week with a poem of his own.
I promised a poem, so I'm going to give a poem.
Here we go. Our Bruins poet laureate audition. Here's Mike in Wakefield. What do you got?
Respect for Doug Vaughn, his pride is not made of glass. Dino Costa threatened my guys again, and I'll come down and kick your ass. My intent was to tell the tale of the win, but the bees made us blue and let too many pucks in. Our captain, Big Z, took a puck to the face, and the rest of the boys couldn't play out in space. They made too many passes with not enough shots, couldn't get out their zone or defend in the slots. Game 5 needs to change with more pucks on their sticks. I told you, Dale and Keith, the series would go 6.
Yeah, it's going 7.
That hockey insider.
I think it's going 7.
Well, he could be right.
I think it's going 7.
All right. Well,
I think it's going 7.
But I saw where Old Takes Exposed has kind of scoffed at you a tiny bit today.
Wait a minute. I don't know. What do you mean? Today they did?
Yeah.
They got after me?
A little bit.
Old Takes Exposed? These cowards who called me out for Terry freaking Rozier?
They retweeted you. Somebody else had put it together. They had the Rich Keefe tweet that said Bruins in 5.
Yeah.
And then they added Bruins in 6.
Right.
And then they added Bruins in 7.
Well, those are all my tweets. And guess what? After Sunday, I'm going to write Bruins in 8.
Well, whatever.
They're probably going to lose that game, too.
Yeah, they did. They retweeted
They had me? I didn't know that. They could have tagged me in it. Those gutless cowards.
Come on.
I want the apology. That one's fine.
See,
I said Bruins in a
sweet. It was Funhouse who actually put together the tweet of you.
Oh, okay.
Saying that, and then they retweeted
He's a big fan of mine, that guy.
Is he?
No. I don't know why. I don't know what happened to him, but... All right, we have a lesson here because, you know, we take a lot of calls. Today's been a very busy day on the call screen. So just a simple kind of rules to calling into the show, I would say.
Yeah, if you want to get a point across as a caller, how would you guys, do they say, like, give me a second? Or how do they...
No, go, yo, don't you interrupt me. Don't you interrupt me. I'm going to teach you something about hockey. I'm going to teach you all about hockey right now. Chara turned the puck over. He deserved to get hurt. Ryan O'Reilly's got a curved stick.
That was because we had a guy that was very similar
to
that.
Exact voice. Yeah. Your mimicry skills
pretty
are
good.
Otherworld,
I am a bit of an impressionist. I'm like a Frank Caliendo of WEEI.
I noticed that. Yeah,
just a little bit. So there was a big to-do, Dale, about Tom Brady getting Tom Terrific copyrighted or whatever the hell you want to call it. And that led us down a road. Apparently Tom Brady has several nicknames. I don't know just how common they all are, but he has got a whole bunch of them.
So here are the listed nicknames. Yeah. For Tom Brady on Pro Football.
And they're all trademarked.
Tom Terrific.
Fine.
Says that.
Yeah.
Touchdown Tom. I've got a dumber one for you.
Okay.
The Pharaoh.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Can you edit Pro Football like you can Wikipedia? Because I feel like that's not anybody's calling that.
Wait, there's two more. Comeback Kid. Here's number 5. It says Tom Terrific. Touchdown Tom. The Pharaoh. Comeback Kid.
Comeback Kid was a movie. It was a baseball movie.
Sir?
Oh, that was from the Wickersham article. That's actually funny.
So no word, Dale, on if he got all of those trademarked.
Well, we did find out that Pharaoh evidently came from, was Brandon Spikes.
Yeah, so one guy called him
that.
Something one time, that doesn't make it a nickname. Like, think about it. Every time somebody called you something and that was just a nickname.
Oh, it happens in here all the time.
Forget about it.
The list would be... We have several web pages. Speaking about that, Tom Terrific, we'll talk more about that later
Yes, we will. St. Louis... Well, I guess... I don't know if he's St. Louis's hard-ass Dino Costa.
I don't know. Wyoming's hard-ass Dino Costa.
Yeah, America's.
St. Louis by way of Wyoming.
And it's not even Dino Costa.
That's not even his name, which is a red flag to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, he went on with OMF. We're not going to play any of it because it was awful. But he did, apparently he was trying to tell St. Louis that, you know, how important he is to St. Louis earlier in the week.
The city of St. Louis needs Dino Costa.
All right, so you get the sense of what.
By the way, little insider scoop for you boys and girls.
And you, Rich.
Yes.
Need Dale Arnold.
I do. I would never say that I didn't.
Okay.
Dale's trying on his Dino Costa hat there.
And a little inside scoop for you boys and girls.
Yeah.
Dino Costa wanted to go on with us.
After he went on with OMF. Just so he could say
because
Tom
he had such a boffo appearance with OMF, and he wanted to reprise it, I guess, with our audience. And we said, yeah, you know what? We're good.
It was not great. I ran a little hot this week with Jason Rossi. I tried throwing a slide at him. Yeah, I don't even remember what he did.
You did. You actually threw the loser slide.
I threw a loser slide at him.
You put that on.
It's like you put that on.
You're a loser.
It's like a flip flop for people that might not know a slide.
And they're Rob Bradford.
People are a lot hipper than you. They know what a slide is.
I had no idea what a slide was.
Yeah, slide.
Until it was thrown at my face.
Shocked to hear that he didn't know.
I learned about it because Big Baller Brand used to sell them for like $400 slides.
Is that what you threw at me? A $400 slide?
No. This is not a Big Baller Brand slide.
Oh.
This is the loser slide that Bradford. Quote one.
It's a real small slide too.
But then Shime also set some important odds for the future.
It wasn't bad.
The Rob Bradford
loser
slide.
I was trying to hit Rossi with the loser slide.
Are you serious? You're trying to throw stuff at me?
Yeah, that's right.
Don't make me come up through this glass.
I dare you.
Next step is throwing hands.
That's right. That is the next step. What are the odds? Shime, come up with the odds.
That's Keith minus about 700.
I like it.
Good. Like it. Bet on me, baby.
I'm going to throw the fight.
Bet on yourself.
That's what happened. We're gonna a parking lot, 2:30 one afternoon in the parking lot, get everybody out there, and we'll just fight. What do you mean? You're shaking your head.
One big pile driver.
Yeah.
I'll fight you, but I don't want it to be in front of a crowd.
No. I am better in front of crowds.
I think I might have performance anxiety.
Is that the problem?
It is.
Oh, okay. So
like everybody's staring at me?
Well,
no thanks.
Well, we're gonna have to figure out
something.
Does
that mean you have to throw your cat out of the bedroom? Never mind.
Excuse you.
Never mind.
Yeah, what's the deal there with the cat? Is he involved? Anyway.
Is he involved?
I don't know what he does. Cats are creepy.
Totally.
They're real creepy.
Oh, dogs sit there and watch, like Dragon.
What do you think the cat's doing, for God's sake?
Dragon. The rapper.
Dragon. That's not a person.
Dogs absolutely get involved with people. I don't care what anybody says. They sit there on the bed. Dog people are weirder than cat people.
It was not even a little bit.
When it comes to that stuff.
Not even a little bit. It was another Wednesday with Wiggy breaking down some of the potential lineup changes for the Bruins.
Okay. And you could do this. You could stick Juha Vaakanainen in.
Well, I've heard about Duncan Hyman.
He's been.
we were talking about
what was it?
Oral Duncan Hyman. That's
close enough.
Oral Duncan Hyman. Unbelievable. All right, so of course, these stories of the week.
So is he now the new hockey insider?
No, because he was wrong too. So here's our hockey insider right now. So this or was our hockey insider from the week. Christian Fourier from OMF had a whole bunch of scoops this week, Dale. Let's try to figure this out. This was back on, I want to say, Tuesday.
Yeah,
we all saw what happened to Chara, but nobody had the sourcing and nobody was willing to go to the radio, print, television. What other kinds of media are there?
Social.
Nobody did that except for Christian Fourier.
For the record,
oop, sorry. That's on me. That's more him.
So what are you hearing there, Big Fan?
He's done. I can quote it. Dunsky is what I got.
Yeah, not Dunsky. So he was Dunsky. Clearly, he played, so that was wrong. But. Yeah. He had more.
It is 9 a.m. We need to know what more you know.
You want me to tell you? Well, here's the thing. Like, first of all, I'm not saying a word until people beg me for it.
Do you have news on Matt Grzelcyk?
I do have breaking news.
You do? Okay.
I do have breaking news. I have confirmed through my sources, multiple sources, mind you, that Grzelcyk has been cleared and he is going to play tomorrow, Mutt.
And then he had one kind of follow-up, I suppose, because he got real wishy-washy with the Chara stuff, which, by the way, is what he was demanding to get credit for.
Right,
but then he knew, I think he was wrong.
He also had an army of WEI employees.
Oh, those guys embarrassed themselves. That was a rough week here.
Z, still possible.
For Game 5.
For Game 5. Although, highly unlikely.
Don't add that. It's still possible to sort of leave that, like
just
the game time decision
the,
thing.
Leave
that,
still possible.
Leave that alone. No.
We'll give you a partial win.
Yeah, no, that was rough stuff there from our guy. And then lastly, we have OMF Glenn breaking it down like only Glenn can.
Rafael Devers has been named the American League Player of the Month for the month of Maine.
What?
The month of Maine.
Does the month of Maine come right after the month of Vermont?
That's correct.
Okay.
They're all right next to each other.
Rafael Devers has been named the American League Player of the Month for the month of Maine.
April, May, Vermont, and Maine.
Love it.
Close enough.
What more do you want from there? That's as good as it gets.
Red Sox take 3 out of 4.
All right, that's not.
And it's the Celtics.
That's not. That's
enough.
Patriots start phase 3 of their offseason program today.
All right, is he still on the dentist chair during those?
I think he might be.
Singles.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Glenn.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Right back to your calls in just a couple of minutes, and we will talk about Tom Brady and the ring ceremony last night and what Tom Brady said when he met with the media yesterday. We'll get to all of that as well. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
The month of Maine.
And you, Rich, need Dale Arnold.
I do.
Tom Terrific, Touchdown Tom, The Pharaoh, Comeback Kid, Sir.
Earl Duncan Hyman.
Trending now.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
It is a Falls Count Anywhere Friday, and we kind of buried the lead because we knew what everybody was going to want to talk about today.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
But it's the day where Jason Rossi gets to, you know, sort through his musical selections of wrestling themes. So there is a video making the rounds out there right now. Not advocating this, by the way. I'm just pointing it out. Of a brawl last night at the TD Garden. Upper reaches of the upper deck.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was a pretty nasty fight. But as these, looks like four guys are battling.
And I believe they're all Bruins fans. There was just a disagreement. It wasn't like a Blues fan or anything. It was just Bruins fan on Bruins fan crime. That's what happens. You're losing the game. You start to turn on each other.
So as they're fighting on the scoreboard at center ice, because it's like during a break.
I know.
The Stone Cold music hits.
And still,
it's like they planned it.
Except there wasn't a stunner to be found.
No.
These guys were just kind of throwing wild hands, and one guy got stuffed into the seat. One of the many reasons why I wouldn't fight in the stands like that is I'd always be afraid. It's sneaky steep when you're walking up there, like in the balcony.
Can get a little scary.
I would just be afraid that I would get like rolled down, and then you'd get more damage falling down the stairs than you would even getting hit. But anyway, yeah, a few fights at the Garden last night.
There were some of those.
Yeah.
All right, back to the calls with you guys. Let's go to Joe in Lincoln. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, I'm okay. So, I'm not a particularly knowledgeable hockey fan, so my opinion might not be worth so much. But
Don't let it stop you, Joe. Don't you worry about that. Okay, good.
I'm pretty knowledgeable sports fan, and after watching a lot of the games of the series, I hate to say this, but it looks to me like the Blues have kind of taken control of the series in subtle ways. It's not they're not slaughtering them, but I think they figured out how to deal with the Bruins, and I think they try not to let them get a lot of room to skate. Anytime the puck's up against the boards, it feels to me like the Bruins get the worst of it. And then they get some kind of breakaway, and the Bruin defensemen are not really that great necessarily. They let guys slip, and suddenly there they are scoring a goal, or close to scoring a goal, more than the Bruins.
The Bruins
shoot the puck a lot. Go ahead.
No, I agree with what you say about, you know, they went into this series as they have the three previous series, knowing that their best bet to win is to just pound the other guy. And old-time hockey fans here in Boston, hearkening back to the Big Bad Bruins, probably love that style of play, unless it's, you know, being used against your team. It's what Bruins fans grew up on around here, was the Big Bad Bruins would pound you to a pulp, and then they'd be able to beat you because you just got worn down, and now Bruins fans are seeing it done against their team.
Yeah, I mean, and they've also found a way to still be physical into dirty and yet not have to kill off as many penalties because Berube spoke up, and now there's not nearly as many calls. And so they could still play that kind of hockey. But also, you do have to give them credit. 5-on-5, they've been better. Their top line has been better than the Bruins' top
line. Absolutely.
So that's going to be tough to win.
Mike's in Hull. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dale. Hey, how you doing? Hey, yeah, I've been listening for a while. It's been great.
Nice,
yeah, I called
the
other day about Berube.
Sure.
I just have a comment. Yeah, I feel like everybody else. I feel like Cam Neely with a water bottle in my hand. But I can't get this thug out of my head. And if anyone's wondering why the Blues play like they do, two words, Craig Berube. Now, I have not a history, but I was born and raised in northeastern Pennsylvania, and he was drafted by the Flyers back in the late 80s.
Uh-huh.
His first game, 16 minutes penalty, his first time on the ice. And I looked this up quick, if you'll allow me.
Sure.
He's number 7 on the all-time penalty minute list of all time. So his players are listening. They're playing to his talk. All right.
Okay.
So that's my thing. But I do, you guys right. Pretty much, and I'm losing friends over this.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
No, I'm not over that.
Oh.
my question, and you pretty answered it, and I'm like, are you kidding me? This is BS.
Uh-huh.
I'm hearing embellishment on Achari.
Callahan
brought that
all.
Up earlier
no,
today.
No, that's outrageous. Think that about the time
incorrect.
Of the game and where it is, what the score is, everything involved there. I don't see it. And the player is one of the toughest guys. Now, I understand. I guess tough guys can also flop, so maybe that's not the best argument. But there's no way. He got hit with the body and the stick, and he went down.
He
that's
didn't
what's going
to
happen.
He didn't have time to think about embellishing anything.
Yeah.
Eric's calling from work.
Here, let's keep it clean, Eric. What do you got?
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime. Right.
Thank you. So my question is, sorry, I'm just trying to keep it down because I'm at work right now.
Fair
so,
yeah, always.
Yeah. So if you guys are familiar with the Purge movies?
Yes.
My question was, if there was a Purge in real life, like for one 12-hour night a year, first, if any, what crimes would you guys commit? If not, would there be anyone you would be worried about, you know, to try to come commit a crime against you or your family?
Jermaine Wiggins.
Yeah, Dale would be worried about Wiggy.
Can I tell you what I would do, some of the things?
Yeah.
I'll leave some of the really bad stuff out, and I'll just tell you a good thing I'd do for you guys.
Okay.
I would hire a priest to perform an exorcism on the Antichrist demon himself.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank
I think
you.
He means Amen. I think that's like his thing. I think he's
oh, he doesn't
say,
like Amen. That's right. Yeah,
and I think he thinks his name's Damon.
I would probably just commit like public lewdness.
Like you steal things?
You do that all the time.
No, I know, but I'm telling you, my big thing, if I ever ran for Congress, would be you should be allowed to make love in your car. As long as, again, the doors are shut and the windows are up. That's all.
Does there have to be another person
there? But
then
all the stink stays in there.
Do whatever you want. Okay. Do whatever you want. Like, no, keep the stanking.
You like
I said.
To keep the stanking.
That's what I said.
Ooh.
So that's all I'm saying. That should be allowed. So on that one night, that would be my thing. Like purge night, just me driving in the car.
I don't think you're going to be driving.
What do you mean?
Well, no, that's right, Rosie. That's right, Rosie.
And who would not vote for that?
Right. I think that's something.
So
that people
Dale would
get
make, Dale. Would you be worried
Dale
about Wiggy, or would you go after? Wiggy?
Oh no, no. I'm, how am I going to beat Wiggy in a fight?
Well, that doesn't.
I would
fight.
Be dead.
You could.
That's true.
Do
no,
whatever
I,
you need
I
to.
Would absolutely be worried that Wiggy would kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll get like the fortress.
He's sort of indicated that in the past.
Several
anyway,
times.
So.
Yeah, several times.
So,
yeah.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We will talk a little bit about Tom Brady, Tom Terrific, or why it isn't Tom Terrific.
Oh boy.
And
yeah.
The ring ceremony last night at Robert Kraft's house. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.